Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are tuning in from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With us is a returning guest, Congresswoman Cindy Axne from Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. There are some things that are real pain points out there with individuals not only from Iowa, but all across the country. And she is providing leadership on matters that impact all Iowans and U.S. citizens, and that is supply chain issues. She is... launched a series of initiatives. We're going to tick them all down for you so that you can better understand what Congresswoman Cindy Axne is doing to make your life and our lives a bit more comfortable. Congresswoman, welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, Mike.
So let's tick this down. I mean, we all know what the pain points are. Multiple contributing factors that are causing shortages on grocery store shelves, your local big box store, mom and pop, all over the place. What is it that you, Congresswoman Axne, are attempting to do about this?
Well, I'm trying to push forth additional pieces of legislation on top of the Infrastructure and Jobs Act and the Build Back Better Act, which, by the way, will help address some of the issues that we're seeing with supply chain by getting people back to work, first and foremost, providing childcare so we can get people back into the workforce, more greater access to that, et cetera. That's just one example. So I want folks to realize those are two key components to moving forward with the supply chain issues that we're facing. But there's multiple other bills that we need to get out there that I've been working on as well.
Yes, and one of those things you just mentioned was childcare and how critical that is. Everybody in Iowa across the United States is crying for people to come back to work. Many women have been disenfranchised from the workforce because they do have a need of childcare and something affordable that they can go back to work. And so that's such a necessary piece of this for our overall economy. Would you agree?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We're missing out on a huge opportunity for members to be in our workforce. And as a matter of fact, I've talked to manufacturers. I've talked to small business owners who said they can't hire folks because there's no childcare available. So when we talk supply chain, I've got other things like moving things on our containers and getting new drivers on our roads to go interstate for our trucks and some of my other bills here. But we can't forget about the fact that we literally have a viable working audience here in America that just can't get to work because of childcare options. Yeah. So when we put in place like the early childhood education of 3 to 4 year olds, which is coming in Build Back Better, as well as support for increasing childcare options for families, those two things should help.
Yeah, and so necessary. Well, let's tick down some of these other initiatives that are under your signature. Let's talk about drivers. One of the things we've been reporting on for months is the lack of professional drivers that are out there and how long they have to sit and wait at the ports in order to load. I mean, hours and hours and hours. So talk about that for us, will you?
Absolutely. And I can tell you in the years that I've been out here, I've seen so many folks from Iowa walk through my office and sit down and say, we need to address having more drivers for our trucks. So here's the deal. It's called the Drive Safe Act, and it will help us address the shortage by giving opportunities to younger truckers. Right now, you can't go interstate, which means you can't go from Iowa to Nebraska unless you're 21. We want to lower that to age 18, create a process of an apprenticeship program that gives them the opportunity to learn do so safely and then be able to haul goods interstate. So we could be increasing and getting a lot of workers in that age group if we put this piece in place. And so that's one of the things I'm working on. And then you mentioned getting it to port. The other is my Ocean Shipping Reform Act that I've been a supporter of as well. And this would address port congestion. And one of the biggest things it would do is help Iowa with getting our agriculture products out. So I think about even just those two pieces, moving things on the road and moving things out of port, we get those two bills up and running, and we could see some immediate impact.
Well, one of the things that
in a positive direction.
In a positive direction. One of the things that you mentioned about younger drivers and semi-trucks, this is already happening in the state of Iowa with so many farm kids that are out there that they are taking grain to elevators all over the state. And so it would make sense that
and they can travel in state as well. It's just going over that border. Yep. And to your point, it's pretty crazy that we can't have somebody who can drive within the Iowa borders, but then literally can't cross over to Omaha if they're in Council Bluffs. So this is something we need to work on.
So let's dig into this Ocean Shipping Act for just a moment. What does that entail, Congresswoman?
Well, this bill would prohibit ocean carriers from declining mm-hmm. to pick up U.S. exports. So here's what's happening. This is the really sad part. Our trade partners and essentially shipping companies are controlling what's happening right now. We've had 70% of our containers leave without goods. They bring goods here from China or wherever, and then it leaves empty. Now, in a normal import-export trade deficit, we might see 10% of our containers leaving empty, but 70% is unacceptable. So this puts limits on that, keeps that from happening, so that you can't leave our borders without taking goods back just because you make more money doing something, literally leaving our goods here. So that's what that will address.
Yeah, and one of the impacts of that, not only for the state of Iowa, but also the entire United States, is commodities that need to be going to Japan, to Southeast Asia, to China, that are not available to leave because those containers are leaving empty, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our commodities are really important for our GDP in Iowa. And you're right. This is, to me, this ocean shipping reform will help so many things, but definitely protecting our agriculture in Iowa.
All right. So we've ticked down two of those. I think there are six items that you've that you're supporting relative to helping ease the supply chain issue. We're speaking with Congresswoman Cindy Axne from the 3rd Congressional District in the state of Iowa. What else have you got online?
Well, we need to start making more things here in America. Mm. So we've got the Made Here Act, which would create public-private partnerships that would support domestic manufacturing. And so this would bring together educational institutions, private companies, nonprofits, labor groups, et cetera, and government-funded resources to help us solve some of these really pressing issues that we see in manufacturing. You know, we've had so much trouble getting products that we need during COVID. I think way back to the beginning when we basically couldn't get PPE, protective equipment, because we only produced 5% of it here. 95% of the PPE we needed for our healthcare providers, for schools, for everybody who needed it, was produced outside of our country. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to be put in a place in this country where we can't step up for ourselves and protect Americans during difficult times when we don't have the manufacturing capacity. We also need to be much quicker, I think, at being able to have our manufacturing industry turn on a dime and help us during difficult times. Many did, creating hand sanitizer and masks and gloves, et cetera. But, it just didn't happen overnight. So the Made Here Act helps us promote domestic manufacturing. And then the fourth piece is another one that deals with the future, really. And kind of goes in line with this. It creates a critical supply chain commission. And that would be a nonpartisan commission of experts that would help us really look at meeting critical supply chain needs domestically and mitigate dependencies on foreign powers and allow us to actually dig in, find our vulnerabilities, predict future supply chain disruptions, and act on it before the issues occur. So between the Supply Chain Commission to be proactive, hoping to make more products here in America with the Made Here Act, the Drive Safe Act for truckers, the Ocean Reform Act, and then this is bookended by the two big bills, the Build Back Better Act and the Infrastructure and Jobs Act that was already signed into law. Those are the six that I'm promoting, But we've got a lot of opportunity here with other bills, and that's why I'm also working with members and Mike in the House to sign on to a letter to leadership to say, let's start moving supply chain bills immediately, including the ones that I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, and it is such a pain point. And one of the other things that about made in America, made in the United States, that all of us can point to is the lack of semiconductor chips. Though most of those come from overseas, and that has stalled out the manufacturing industry here in the United States. And that has been a real negative on our total GDP. You know, one of the things that I think is so important is that when we talk about issues that that really do impact the lives of not only Iowans, but citizens from across the nation, is that rather than working on hot-button issues that raise the ire of people, they're actually finding ways to provide solutions to issues. And so I commend you for doing that, and thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and I'm so glad we got to talk about this, and I appreciate what you just said, because so as we work on these really large pieces of legislation, I think people see just back and forth on of what they opine is what's happening out here in Congress, but there's a heck of a lot of other things happening like this from people like me who just want to solve problems, so I appreciate you digging into this as well.
Congresswoman Cindy Axne, as we talked about supply chain issues in not only Iowa, but across the United States, and some ways in which to fix the problem. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Congresswoman Cindy Axne, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.